Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Well, good evening, everybody. What's going on? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and this is Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. Alrighty, everybody. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. Again, this is your boy, T. Angelo, the new kid on the block, and we are going to have a great show tonight. So why Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them? Real quick, it just basically discusses, do you have everything that it takes to reach ultimate success? Do you have the tenacity, the gumption, the determination? Because through everything you reach for, it's going to be some love, it's going to be some dance, and it's going to be some hate between them. All right, you guys, that's what's up. On today's show, we're going to discuss a little bit about, I found it really interesting to talk about, actually, your favorite color, you know? What does your favorite color say about you? We'll discuss a little bit about that, and also what not to say in the office. Now, I know I did some HR stuff last week, but I had to do it again, and I'm going to tell you why a little bit later, because someone kind of upset me, tell me what I shouldn't have said, but it wasn't nothing. So anyhow, you know, on our show, we keep it pop culture. We talk about relationships, goal settings, you know, how to live life to the fullest, the way I try to, you know. So if you happen to have a thought and you want to give a call into the station, I'll let you know now. The number is 718-644-6543. You got your pen now? Okay, let's try that again, okay? That is 718-644-6543. That's what's up. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to do a little talk about favorite colors, what not to say at work. Now, this week, the Love Remedy by Angelo, doctor couldn't make it in today. So he actually asked me to tell you guys to email over your love letters or your situations or whatever, and they will get that, you know, next week on the show, he'll read them off and everything, and so you'll be able to talk about it that way. Let's see what else we have going on. Excuse me. We also, this week, I have a really cool cat I'm going to have on the show. He's actually one of my really good homies. He's a cat that I mentor when we work together with. He's actually working on his college preparation. So as I told you guys last week, this is going to be the college prep show. And so we have a lot of stuff going on. And actually, we'll call him, well, his name is Christian. Christian Green Eyes is what I call him. He's currently a senior in high school right now, preparing to go to college. And so we're going to have him on the show and kind of co-hosting with me to keep it going. We'll look at some statistics of what students and graduation is looking like, because not everybody graduates and go to college. We really want to look at, you know, see what's going on with that. We're going to interview Teresa Price, the founder of the Black College Expo, as well as talk with Charles Pryor, the CEO of Cool Tutors. So we have a lot going on today. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to be super excited about that, okay, you guys? So let's see, what else? Oh, excuse me. Okay, so without further ado, let me see. I'm sorry, you guys got a little taken back by there. So here, we're going to go ahead and get into our first song actually for the night. I enjoyed Moment by Shay Dot last week so much that I wanted to bring it back to you guys so we can take it on for a second run. So we're going to go ahead and drop that song. We got The Moment by Shay Dot.
I'm really about to kill this shit. First, let me say a quick prayer. Lord, I want to thank you for getting me here. Please, bless me with a good show. Put my mic at. Now, here the fuck I go. Yeah. It goes out to you. I know the haters doubted me, I bet they're really mad. But I love my haters, for y'all I'm really glad. Hope you bought a ticket to the main event. Cause who you thought I was, he done came and went. Ay, so back up on my BI. You can see me, you back up on your GI. Baby, I can see why you envy the chase of the dream. Cause you gave up on yours a long time ago. I don't see why, shit, I can see how you made a good life.
Alrighty, you guys, just a little something for some slaves. You know, I didn't finish it out. The song kind of sounded kind of funky to me, so I'm not sure what that was about, but we'll work it out. Apparently, we're having some technical difficulties this evening. With that being said, also, I know my girl Carla B was just on with George McPherson, and we want to give our deepest and sincerest apologies because we had some technical difficulties and it just didn't work out right. But I did want to state that George McPherson's website is www.iamtoproctor.com. That is iamtoproctor.com. iamtoproctor.com. Okay, you guys should definitely check out George McPherson and all of his endeavors. We truly do support him and thank him for his work thus far. So, anywho, into our rotation of things to do, I want to bring to the room the guy I told you about, Christian Green Eyes. What's going on, Christian? Are you here?
Hey, what's going on, Rome? I'm here. I'm in the building.
That's what's up, Christian. How have you been?
I'm just doing everything I can right now to stay on the college tip.
Okay. So the college tip, what does that consist of these days?
Well, right now, the college thing, you got a lot of deadlines coming up. CSUs, UCs, everything's got to go into it right now. So I'm taking the time out to prepare to make sure that I get into these colleges.
That's what's up. Well, you definitely want to prepare and take the necessary steps because deadlines will come and go. And if you miss them, there ain't no turning back, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely not that.
That's what's up. Well, Christian, I'm going to have you hang out with me for the night. We're going to have a lot of talks about college stuff. We're going to discuss our favorite colors and things and whatnot. So, are you good? You game?
Yeah, I'm all ready for it, everything.
That's what's up. Okay, well, first, I'm going to do a little bit of tea projects, you guys. I'm going to tell you a few things going on with T'Angelo. First, I want to let you know that I am also the media host of Tea Time, which is a video blog on YouTube, working on developing and pulling together. So you can definitely check me out on youtube.com/TheOneT'Angelo. Again, that's youtube.com/TheOneT'Angelo, and that's the number one, you guys. T'Angelo spelled T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. Now, also, you know that this past week we had the So You Think You Can Dance tour here for which EOTM Media was there, and we did interviews and went down and covered the event. So it was so much fun. Carter B and the we were down there having so much fun with LA Live and acting the fool, and I had Carla dancing and stuff. So you guys keep a lookout for the footage. It is awesome. I'm just laughing thinking about it. Also, I will say keep a lookout for EOTM. Stay tuned because a lot of projects coming up, a lot of things we're working on, and y'all got to keep your ear close to the station because we're going to be moving, shaking and moving. You want to stay tuned. Also, I want to say take a look. Today we actually have Teresa from the Black College Expo going to be on this show. And the Black College Expo is January 5th, 2011. And after speaking with her, she has wonderfully granted me the opportunity to perform at the Black College Expo. I get the chance to grace the stage at the Expo. Well, I have done it before because I was on tour with them some years ago. But nonetheless, you definitely want to keep your eyes out for those details, okay? All right, so I mentioned your favorite color. I found this little ditty. Christian, you ready for this?
Yeah, let me hear this, man.
Okay, apparently you can be kind of, your personality traits exist in your favorite color. So what's your favorite color, for instance? Let's see what you're working with.
Favorite color, I'm going to have to say red.
You're going to have to say red. Well, let me tell you what my findings state about you red-loving people. They say that red is the color of passion, anger, and high blood pressure. Red is a primal color. It represents primal urges like lust, like I want you now. It also has fury. You know the phrase, seeing red? Right. Yeah, red is a commanding color. So think of how the stop sign gets you to halt in your tracks. Well, you know, stand back, because when you mess with red fire, you could get burned. It also says for ladies who look in that Christian, who's trying to talk to Christian, they say that when you love a person who loves red, they act and sometimes without thinking on their immediate desires. In fact, you usually are the poster child for immediate gratification, which means you like the now. Does any of this stuff sound true?
I got to say it, the now has always got to be done by the time.
See, yeah, that's what y'all red-loving people. Let me see here. I also had a friend who said he was into green. Let's see, green represents the – now, watch this. In America, you know, society has green as jealousy, as the green-eyed jealous monster, you know?
Okay.
Now, what my finding says, actually, green represents the heart of matter.
Wow.
I know, peculiar, right? So it says green is a color of love. It's not it's also to say that makes sense how come money is the same color, because people tend to love money. Green is a color of life and abundance, like leaves, grass, plants, things of that nature. So it's all about growing, expanding, living. So why don't we give ferns instead of roses on Valentine's Day? Well, because green is expansive. It's like a humanistic love of acceptance, where red is bold and thrustful, like, I want you now. So that's kind of why, you know, the red roses make it over that. I mean, this is funny how you can find all this stuff through colors.
You teach me more about myself than I would have thought I knew.
That's funny, and I will end it by saying that people who love green are do-gooders and be-gooders. So they like to, you know, really be well for other people. But if you're a lover of green, you also make sure you start doing it for yourself, because you tend to put out too much other people. Another popular color would have to probably be black. People really like the color blue, but they feel that it's slimming. Well, black is a combination of all the colors. So instead of purity, it represents the unknown, the unseen. You know what? I think my color might have to be black.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because I also say it's about mystery. And I like to be mysterious and ambiguous. So you just really want to be mystique.
No.
So black basically holds back information. But there's no denying it that it has a strong association to our culture, like the black side, the evil, you know. But if you happen to be building a person who loves black, then you're in for more of a hush-hush than a kind of talkative situation, because the silence of this color lets others fill in the blanks. You kind of sit back and let other people talk, you know, they're not going to really tell a lot of stuff, not really say much. So people who love black can be a tough nut to crack because they're kind of quiet and stuff. Well, I guess that kind of rules me out of the black family, doesn't it? Because you know I got something to say. You know I got something to say. So there's a few more colors, but I thought it's kind of a little funny that, you know, you can find out people in their favorite colors. So anywho, we'll be moving right along. So, and moving right along. You have a job yet, Christian?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, boing. I know there's things at school that you probably shouldn't say to another student. What's something that you probably wouldn't say to someone?
That I wouldn't say to someone?
Yeah.
One thing would be to fall off the college track. Always keep your mind on point.
Well, no, what would you not say to somebody? Like, what is taboo? Like, you probably shouldn't walk up to a girl and say what?
Oh.
You look fat today. That'd be something not to say. Well, this is what my findings told me. Things that you shouldn't say at work. You guys who are out there in the work market and you know that your words can be kind of racy, take note because this is not going to go well for you. One thing you do not want to say is, it's not my problem. That's Becca's job.
How dare you want to say that?
Well, especially not if you're talking to a superior of yours. You know, when you do that, that communicates two things to the person. One, that you're not a team player, and two, that you blame others, opposed to creating solutions. I mean, if someone asks you to do something that's outside of your job scope, then it's a better response to say, I don't usually handle that, but I would be more than happy to look into it for you. You know, with a professional sounding voice. I would be happy to look into it for you. So another thing you do not do. Oh, here you go. Christian, let me know if this has ever happened to you.
Let me hear this.
Are you pregnant?
Oh.
How many months are you? Can I feel? Have you ever done that before?
Oh, my goodness. I've heard that a couple of times.
Okay. See, I made the mistake once. I was actually not at work, but I was buying some shoes, and I kept going to the shoe place to keep checking the pricing to see how, you know, if the price would go down on the shoes. And this lady I saw had a little belly, and as the month went on, she kind of got a little bigger and bigger. So I just knew she was pregnant because it had been like 3 months when you went to the shoe place.
Of course.
So, exactly. So I'm like, okay, it must be. So finally, I asked her, oh, question, how many months are you? And she looks at me and she chuckles and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm not even pregnant.
Oh, my goodness, Ryan.
I was like, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe I did that. What do you do? What do you say? Well, as far as what you should do in the office, you should never ask a woman if she's pregnant. The awkwardness and the self-esteem shattering that occurs when you say this and she has to tell you that she is not, it's the worst. Doesn't want to embrace that. At the same time, you guys never ask a coworker to fill their third trimester belly. It's just inappropriate.
Definitely.
I know, right? And then, I mean, another thing. I'm going to leave this one. I mean, my last one. You voted for him? Are you stupid? I know, right? This girl did that the other day because we were discussing politics, and she had this bright idea of, like, telling someone that they weren't intelligent one for voting who they did. But, you know, political talk is not banned from the workplace, but it must be handled very delicately because people easily get riled up and, you know, they so take their votes and their feelings very passionately and they can get angry at people's judgments of talking about their candidates and who they voted for. So if you guys are happening to be interested in wondering where I got these little antidotes from regarding what not to say in the workplace, you can go to Forbes.com and they had a whole little spread on it, okay? So just left you with something to think about.
Something like professional etiquette.
Okay, so you guys, right here, we're going to get with Christian for a second, actually. Christian, we're going to talk to you. College, preparation, the now, the process, the applications, the testing, the finding out and being introduced to the new world. Are you ready?
Of course, always.
What makes you think you're ready?
I've been doing this since the start of the school year, and even before I got into this, I've always had my mind set on going to college. It's a mentality that I carry because I know I'm going to get there.
Okay, so you know you're going to get there, which means you clearly have made a little map or some kind of plan to get there. You're not going to just arrive.
Oh, no, I've been working with this diligently, putting the people together so that I can always maintain the support because you got to always carry people behind you that can help you get to these places that you want to. But at the same time, it's going to take the work etiquette, it's going to take the time out so that I know that I'm on the right track. Doesn't hurt sometimes to take out an agenda or a calendar so I can keep track of my progress.
Okay. So with all that being said and done, it seems like you have a good handle on things. What is your major?
I'm going into business.
Are you? That's pretty generic. Everyone always says I'm going into business. Business like what? Is there a particular?
I'm going to have to say I want to do the agricultural thing, go into that business aspect, but I always know I want to see myself as a CEO.
All right. Well, now, when we first started working, Christian, when we first started getting you prepared for college in this road, preparing you for the Black College Expo on January 5th, 2011, you were looking at being an engineer. What happened? Where did the transition – talk to me.
I got this experience. I went to CCOP at LMU, and I got to check out a couple of things in engineering. And from what I saw, I mean, engineering design, civil engineer, the different fields that they carry – I like the math, but I just don't want to get behind things like that. That's not my personality.
Okay, so then you learn through experience and getting into a type of after-school program or summer program that that field wasn't really for you.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I would definitely say then to other student listeners, that's something you might want to look into. You know, a lot of the communities have different after-school programs, also a lot of summer programs, internships, and things like that, that will allow you to try out the career field, which is also a really good thing to do because some people get in school and think they want to major in something and later on find out they're completely not interested in it. And that's also what happened in my story. I thought that I wanted to be in marketing and because I had done a little bit of marketing in my life. I had done a little bit of public relations, but I was like, you know what, marketing is it. And so I had started going to school for business marketing, and halfway through I started thinking things were kind of different. And actually, to be completely honest with you, I realized that Gina from the TV show Martin, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that song.
Well, Gina was a marketing executive, and I realized I didn't want to do much that she had to do while she was faking her job. So I did some more research, and that's when I found out that public relations is actually more where my heart is and what I love to do, to promote and to really be amongst the people, because with marketing, it's more numbers, and PR is a little bit more with the people. So, you know, just my personal preference. That's what's up. How did you choose? You said you chose business because you just see yourself as CEO.
Yes.
Of your own company or someone else's?
It's got to be my own company. I've got to be the person in charge.
Really? You have to run stuff, huh?
Oh, of course.
Okay, okay. Do you have any ideas just yet what you want to run or what your business or company should be?
Man, right about now, I'm just living life. I'm always trying to come up with new ideas. If I had to do anything, I'd know that it'd be my own business, but what? I can't figure that out yet.
And that's what's up. I'm actually happy that you're honest about that because a lot of the youth feel obligated to have the answer to that question. At 17, 18 years old, you don't know what you want to do with the rest of your life. You can't even imagine how you'll be at 25. So that's cool. That's cool. Now, do you think through the course of your process you might change your major?
There's a huge possibility. People say you get into college and you switch over. That might be me. I mean, it all depends on what I get introduced to.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned some steps that you've taken with calendars and lists and things of that such. So what are some of the steps you've taken in getting prepared for college?
Oh, Rome, you're part of the process when it comes to this. It's keeping track of my progress. See, I know that a lot of things you've got to be able to show yourself that you're doing this progress. I take the time out to put together a calendar, whether it be on your phone and on the go. You can always check things like that. Maybe even a list that you can put down of the important things that you need to do. And when you do it, just scratch it out and keep adding things to that list.
Okay, that's what's up now. I also share with the listeners, when we first started working together, Christian, what was like the first thing I had you get? What's the first thing I told you needed to start this process?
Oh, first thing, it had to be a notebook.
I'm about to say, if you get this wrong, I'm so going to fight you for that. But you're absolutely right. A notebook, or what I refer to it as a journal, and share of why I had you get the journal.
This journal was a personal thing to always remind myself that I had something to do. There's nothing worse than sitting around at the house and being inactive because you're following things and getting into certain things that you know that you're not interested in. It's like you don't want to lose time.
Right, right. And so, and to expand or expound on what you were saying, and the reason I have people get, when I first think, I always tell someone when they're starting on a new adventure, a new, you know, road of success, is get a journal. because the metaphor that I use is ideas are like helium-filled balloons. Do you recall this?
Yeah, I definitely do.
It's a helium-filled balloon. And what happens to a helium-filled balloon, Christian?
Oh, that thing will float away if you let it.
If you let it, exactly. And what does the journal do?
And the journal pins that down.
Exactly, you guys. So what you want to do is have all these wonderful ideas. Say you sit around a conference table with a bunch of executives, and we throw up all these wonderful ideas on how to help the program be good. Well, if you notice, always a secretary or someone in there taking the minutes and writing the ideas down so it can be referred to later. But if you just sit there with a bunch of ideas and throw them up in the air and then walk out the room, all those good ideas float away. And it might fall into somebody else's lap, and they, you know, capitalize off of it. But you want to tack it down. And also by having a journal, it allows you, or it requires you to be accountable for what you do and don't do. So I think when we first started working together, Christian, we had everything from your daily task to your monthly task to your yearly task. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I have to just put you on out there. Where's your book now?
Book now? Whew. Oh, my goodness. I probably got about two or three of them. And they're all scattered across the room.
See, yeah. That's how it is, you know, and you organize it. I personally have one for my entertainment career production world, and I also have one for my daily world of just going to school and grocery shopping. And that's what the goal is, you guys. It's not just about the careers. It's a habit. It's a lifestyle change. And you want to – I put my grocery list in there. I did a whole party for my mother for her birthday or something. I'll put that in there. I mean, you just really use the book to keep your ideas organized. You can always refer back to something. So that's really excellent. What has been the funnest part, Christian, of this process?
The funnest part. I like the enthusiasm. I love to see that I've got the people behind me. It's just nothing like I couldn't expect.
Okay, now you mentioned the people behind you. Who are these people? Where they come from?
Family, friends, a network, and people in the network. I have to be teachers.
They're
all enthusiastic to see that I go somewhere in life.
And that's what's up. So I will say out there to all the adults and parents and, you know, networking people who are over some youth, if you have a young person in your space, you know, really just show interest in them, because there's nothing worse than having an exceptional day or a wonderful memory or something that you want to share with someone, and there's no one there to listen or to even care. And that's actually what happens with a lot of the youth, is they just can't find someone to care. And me and Christian started working together just off the fact that I think he's an awesome student. His grades are immaculate and have been since he was a kid. And I felt that if someone didn't, you know, kind of show interest in him, he could get lost in the world. Because, I mean, smoking, drinking, sex, drugs, and rock and roll is all waiting right there at the door to snatch up anybody who has an idle mind. And so nowadays, Christian, you seem quite productive.
Yeah, I got to give it to you, T. You were a huge part of this, man. Like, I was really falling off because it was just those things. I mean, it's easier sometimes to go to a party than to get on the internet and start looking up scholarships.
And it's a lot less stressing. It's stressful as well. Yeah.
Of course.
So with this process, you've had fun. So what have been some of the challenges of it?
Some of the challenges include staying disciplined. It's still hard right now. I'm still working at it.
I got to
keep myself on point, and it's difficult because I'm not used to things like this.
And that's what it is, and it's like at this point in your life, you're a young adult, so you have to really get prepared to start taking care of yourself, because something as small as just getting your scholarships letter turned in on time or getting the fee waivers done on time and taking note in the small details, you know, when they told you to make sure that you put your name on the bottom left-hand corner, otherwise it won't get processed. These things are important in life. I know people don't think about it, but when you really get into it, it can get crazy because you got to pay bills, you got to take care. I mean, can you imagine someone loaning you $35,000?
Wow, that's too much.
That's just a vehicle.
Man.
I mean, you know, so you really have to, and then and stuff like that, you have to get the responsibility and stuff now. And it's not to say you won't have fun and go to a party or two, but you'll be more, you know, responsible with your time and be more mindful, like, okay, can I go, can I not, you know. So I would also say that's the thing. So we also talked about rewarding yourself. How do you reward yourself, Christian?
A good time. After a hard week's work, I'm going out. I'm having fun with friends. You know, I'm letting things down so I can be me.
That's what's up. Definitely want to do that. So I would say, you know, we've done a lot with our process, but what would you say is one of your a question that you still have?
Question that I still have is what awaits me. People tell me all the time there's a lot of opportunities at college, but I want to know what it's really all about.
Well, I guess there's really only one way to find out.
And the only way to do that is to actually go.
Exactly. You have to get there. And if you don't take the necessary steps, then it's not going to happen all by its own self. Well, Kristen, it sounds like you got a good little lead on things.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, well, you have to stick around because we have Teresa from the Black College Expo coming in, and we're going to also have Charles Pryor of Cool Tutors, who also counsels students about these things, okay? So we're going to definitely stick around and see what's going on. So let's drop a song real quick and kick back and, you know, have a little fun. I might go get a taco. How about you, a taco?
Oh, yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, cool. Well, can somebody give me a taco? Oh, I'm sorry, that's still on the air, my bad. Okay, I'm going. Play the song for me. Play the song with the taco. Is the song there? No, I want guacamole. You get guacamole? Okay, cool. I don't eat spices, you know that. No, hello? Oh my goodness.
Oh!
Yeah.
women just tolerate too damn much. Now I know we gotta choose our battles, but damn it, every woman got a breaking point. See, the next time he's testing your love, you put your finger in his face and you tell him, say my love has a limit.
About the College Expo, as we earlier stated. We are actually having a guest. We mentioned earlier, Teresa, the founder of the Black College Expo, but we're still waiting on her to come in. She's running a little bit behind, so we hope she can make it. Meanwhile, Los Angeles traffic, you guys, can be the absolute worst. So if you ever come out here, make sure you prepare to sit through that. So anywho, we're going to discuss this with the dates. You know, I told you guys, if you are planning to attend, again, it is going to be here in Los Angeles in January. January 8th. It's going to be here in downtown LA at the Convention Center. They're also going to have, they're going to be in Atlanta. So for those of you in Atlanta, they're going to be somewhere near. That's going to be February 5th, 2011. For those of you over in Oakland, that'll be February 26th. And in New York, they haven't set the date just yet, but it does say in fall that they'll be coming by, you know, to grace your area as well. So if you get a chance, you definitely want to check out the Black College Expo. They have a lot to offer. So those are the dates. Now, I know that they also have they do a scholarship program, like an essay scholarship that you can also put in. So for those of you who like to write and do well at writing, you definitely want to look into it. It says Win Cash for College. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. You simply write an essay, which is 500 words or less, on the topic of why is college education important to me? For the Los Angeles people, you have until Monday, December 13th, to submit that essay. And, again, that's December 13th for Los Angeles if you want to do the scholarship WinCast for college. Atlanta, January 17th, you get a little bit more time there. You have until Monday, January 17th, to turn it in. Oakland, you have February 7th, 2011. So I would recommend to anyone, actually, you don't have to just be a good writer. You can just go to a writing center or just have someone assist you. Christian, are you going for this?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the process of doing that now. I just got through with that essay.
Oh, you did? Okay, good, because I was going to be mad if you didn't.
Yeah, I already know.
Okay, that's what's up. So, was 500 words easy, hard? How was that?
500 words. You got to get to the point. Come up with something that you know that's going to sell. Because the people, when they read this thing, it's got to stick with them.
Okay, so just going to give a quick synopsis. Why is college education important to you?
College education is important to me because I know that I've got to set a good example for my younger brother. He's only 14, 15 years old. He's going into Westchester High School. He's in the 9th grade.
Okay.
And as an example, I feel like it's a responsibility for me to make sure that I do the things like this to prove to him that getting education is not only worth it, but there are benefits in life that you'll gain from getting one. And so I want to give him that understanding so that he can be successful in life. And maybe if God blesses him, he can follow in my same path.
Okay, well, that's what's up. That's cool. Okay, that's what's up. Your answer got me stuck. I'm like, all right. Well, you guys, I just let you know, when you're turning this in, it's really simple. Like I said, you just have to write the paper, and you email it in. So you don't have to worry about stamps and paper and things of that stuff. So you just write it and send it on in. They just ask for, you know, basic information. But you can go to, what is it, www.thecollegeexpo.org. Again, that's www.thecollegeexpo.org. And there you are able to, there you are able to get the rest of this information and get the entire printout because, again, it's for seniors. You have to be a senior, and you have to be ready to go to college, you know, for a four-year institution, okay? So definitely check that out when cash for college. Now, I want to mention something like this, you know, could cost anywhere from $15, $20, $25 for this event. But, Christian, how much are you paying to go to this event? Do you even know?
It's going to be $10.
And actually, you're going to luck out to have a sale.
Oh! I'm guessing it's going to be $9.
$8. Yeah, you guys. So, if you live in Los Angeles, you know you're paying for parking, so don't even trip. Go ahead and bring that extra piece of cash. But again, it's only $8. For $8, you get in and get all this information, and you are able to get able to get all this information and obtain a lot of resources and networks as well. They have a bunch of seminars that they work towards. I mean, did you do any research yourself on these seminars, Christian?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things that they got planned for them. One of the seminars is actually something that goes towards why should you attend a historically black college or university. It's going to give you insight on some of the things that they got to offer. I mean, if you're thinking about going into a career, they got a seminar that's got hot careers, something that you can look at just to get your mind going and thinking about something outside the box. And even if you're a student athlete, don't feel excluded. They have a seminar just for you to teach you the ins and outs of what you guys can do to put you in a good position when you enter the college arena.
That's what's up. Okay. That's cool. So definitely you want to check out one of those. Also, I know they have like a career internship vocational seminar as well, just as far as how to approach the entry career, how to approach getting an internship. You know, a lot of people kind of seem like they, in our community, especially sleep on the internship. And let me explain to you guys, internships are one of the best things you can do because having a wonderful degree with no experience is a really difficult role to put yourself into because you have all this wonderful, great background of education, but can you actually utilize the knowledge that you have? And that's what the internship gives you. Education is, you know, is not as active in the field. You know, you've been in a classroom setting, but can you actually do PR? You know, you've learned all the public relations books, you know, but can you actually get into a situation where it's calling for immediate action? And by interning, it definitely gives you that experience that you can't get just in the classroom. And so you definitely want to look at that. I'll also say financial aid, you guys. Financial aid is also important. I know a lot of people actually think not to go to school because they can't always necessarily afford it, but they do have financial aid seminars at the Black College Expo as well, which will help you learn how to fill out applications with their college financial aid planning program. A lot of families get help and better understand how to select the right schools, the right majors, with the correct financial options that can dramatically improve their ability to pay for the college. I mean, you don't want to just select a college based off of just you want to go, but you want to make sure all these other aspects are important and are in place as well. I mean, the focus is to earn a higher quality education with the student and the parent debt as little as possible. So, I mean, you definitely want to check out what they have there. I think one of their sayings is how to strive the high cost of college. How to survive. I'm sorry. I'm how to strive. How to survive the high cost of college. So you definitely want to check that out, you guys. So, Christian, let me think. What else have you learned? I mean, you've been doing a lot of work yourself.
Oh, I mean, this pretty much tells you everything. They've got seminars on how to find money for financial aid. I mean, the tickets, you've got groups who can go because they do have group ticket sales. And if you bring 20 or more, you can purchase them for $8 a person.
Oh, that's where the $8 I got came from?
Oh, I think
maybe
so.
That's where the sale came in. So maybe it is $10. Okay, well, I'm sorry, y'all. Make sure you bring the extra $2. My bad. Maybe I was reading the group sales. I'm trying to do big things. That's what's, so quick question, a little aside question for you, Christian. What colleges or institutions have you looked at so far?
So far, some of the historically black colleges I've looked into, like Morehouse. I've looked into Howard, A&M, Texas A&M. I know another one that came off the board to me was one, and it's in a different place, of course, but Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you thinking really outside the box, another college, and I'm shooting high for this.
Okay. What you talking about?
It's Harvard University.
If I had a sound effect, I would show play cha-ching right about there. I mean, cha-ching. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's nothing wrong with Alabama. There's nothing wrong with going. And there's nothing wrong with going with Harvard. I'm sorry, you just got to knock me down with that one. But that's awesome. Well, you definitely have to shoot for the stars. And, I mean, with that one, you definitely going for Jupiter.
Yeah, got to do something big.
Well, I will mention, over the past 11 years, there have been so many colleges that have participated in this event. I mean, everything from, as you mentioned, Alabama. There's Alabama State, there's AMU who have been there. Arkansas Baptist College has been there. You mentioned, what, Morehouse you said? They've been there.
Yeah.
At the university. Who else you got? I mean, there's just so many. I'm trying to look at this. You had Lincoln University. That's in Missouri. You had, I mentioned Morehouse. You had Mississippi Valley State, Morris College.
Yeah.
I wonder if my favorite college, USC, has been there. I don't see it on the list, but, you know, it's been so many different people. I mean, you guys, again, this is definitely going to be an event that you want to look at because it offers so much. And then other college and universities, you have Cal State. You know, we here in California, we have a lot of Cal States. I mean, from Cal State, Los Angeles, Monterey, Bakersfield.
Yeah.
So, there's so much. There's so much you can choose for. I mean, you guys just want to really work with it. So definitely check that out. And, again, I'm mentioning just, you know, what offhand of what I've seen on the site, but you definitely can go on to www.thecollegeexpo.org if you're looking for some more of these details, you guys. Now, also, they do have, like he mentioned, the athletic programs, you know, for the athlete students. I mean, do you have what it takes to be at the next level? I mean, if so, then let the National College Resource Foundation help you. They have relationships with colleges and coaches, and they can help you get the athletic scholarships that you need. They also can help you meet the NAACP clearinghouse requirements and provide the assistance that you might need in your academics if needed. I mean, there's so much you can do. I know that they actually have a phone number. They said if you need help and you're into the whole athletes thing, you can call them at 877-427-4100. So that's definitely something that you can do. I'll repeat that. It was 877-427-4100, and that's for the athletes. I mean, you know, all the assistance you can get. You mentioned networking before, you know, Christian?
Yeah.
Everybody's part of the network. If they're positive and moving forward, you can definitely do that. And if you have any questions or any insight, you know, listeners, definitely give us a call here at the station, 718-644-6543. That was 718-644-6543. So this is great. I'm loving it. So we haven't heard back from my guest just yet. So I'm sorry. I think I put out the wrong radio number, you guys. I just realized. What number did I give you? Please don't call that number. That was my psychiatrist. I'm sorry, Earl. That's my psychiatrist's phone number. Don't call a psychiatrist.
We ain't going to call him tonight.
He was on top of my list because I had to get some psych work before I called you guys. You know, I'm a little disconnected from the matrix. So I'm sorry. That is actually the phone number here is going to be 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. Sorry about that, you guys. I was a little off on that one. Okay. Okay, we're going to digress. Now, you guys, I want to mention something to you, and this is actually something I know Christian and myself both found to be surprising when you talk about steps on getting into college. Christian, do you remember what grade level did the steps on getting to college start with? Do you recall that?
I recall exactly. I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was in the ninth grade.
Well, I hate to put you on blast, but not so much the ninth grade. According to the Black College, according to collegeexpo.org, steps to college start at the seventh grade.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you, I know, right? Like the seventh grade, like I have to think about college in the seventh grade. I don't even know why I would say that and why it would be so early. But again, preparation is definitely essential. Okay, so you want to start preparing in the seventh grade, and it actually goes on to say that, it has a long list actually of itemized things that you should do when you are in each grade. So I'm not going to start the seventh grade because I'm going to focus towards the high school student, but again, you can go onto the site and see that. But steps in the ninth grade to the 12th grade, just to look at a couple, you guys are going to run through a few. And one of the topics is taking challenging college prep courses. You are going to go to college. You might as well start preparing yourself for the college preparatory classes early on. Don't dodge around them because you don't necessarily think that you have what it takes or you don't want to work that hard. Success is not without sweat. You definitely have to sweat and, you know, earn it. So definitely take the college course classes. Christian, are you in college course classes?
Of course. I'm taking colleges through El Camino at the moment. One of my biggest classes now is El Camino Spanish.
Oh, okay. So there you go. There you go. You have to start early. Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I didn't know. Also, it says begin researching universities that interest you at the ninth grade. So at ninth grade, you want to be doing that. Also, take the ACT and take the SAT college courses, tests early on to get you time to kind of get used to it and see how it is. So if you need to retake it for a better grade or for a better score or because you want to do better, you can definitely do that. Also, they have the PSAT for practice, and that's usually in October. So if you go to thecollegeboard.com, again, www.collegeboard.com, you can learn about the PSAT. What else do you have here? You have the 10th grade. So Christian, what do you look at the list for the 10th grade. What are you saying we need for the 10th grade?
Some of the 10th grade things besides the PSAT, of course, you've got to always stay on track. You've got to do your reading.
Mm-hmm.
Stay involved. Community service is a huge part of the college thing because they want to see not only can you do well in school, when you step off campus, you've got to be participating in something.
And it's totally true because it's kind of like, if you're only going to school and only taking classes, where's the difficulty? You're only doing one, you only have one focus. You should be an exceptional student. That's your only focus. But if you can handle multitasking, which is what the career, which is what being in a career is going to be about, multitasking and having multi projects going on, you need to be able to, they need to be able to see that. So definitely, ask for Deanne Christian, what community services are you doing?
community service things. I'm being a part right now. I've got a thing going on with the church and a part of a Turning Point program. That's the title of the thing that I'm involved in. It's mentoring students so that we can ensure that the people after us, after the seniors, for instance, the youth, they always are doing something positive to ensure that they're in good hands for their future. So that's one thing that I'm a part of. That's probably one of the biggest things right now. And then if you take it outside of even that, I'm in leadership. I help out with the church as an usher. And even further, I do simple things like participate in the AIDS walk that passed this October.
Okay, that's what's up. Wow. So with all this activity going on, what, are you pushing like a 2.5? What's your GPA?
We pumping it up to the 2.5. Nah, we pushing it something like a 4.0.
Oh, all right. Ow, how do you That's what's up with a 4.0. Okay, cool. So let's see, that was the 10th grade. Was there anything interesting else about the 10th grade that any kind of look at on that list?
10th grade, do not get any D's. You have to stay away from bad grades.
I'm telling you, in college, a C is a D, and anything less than that is just not worth even talking about. So definitely stay on point with that. Real quick, Christian, I have some cereal. I love dry cereal, and I'm like, I got some Frosted Flakes right now. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to punch in the listener's ear, but I'm gonna do one good crunch real quick. Watch this. Let me see. Hold on. I'm being dumb. Okay. Anywho. Thank you for the crunch.
Okay, so really quick, I'm going to mention a couple other things really quickly for the 12th graders, which is where Christian currently is. For you seniors, excuse me, you want to keep A's. Continue to strive for academic excellence. Keep attending college fairs in your area. You also want to make sure your attendance at school is regular. The events like the college fairs are really good because they actually you get to meet with other universities and hear straight from the sources themselves. So you want to very much be attending the fairs, okay? You also want to make sure you set up a Web Patrol account with the schools you apply to, so you can see the status, you know, that each particular college, what they're registering for, what they're interested in having you do for each college. So, you definitely want to be trying to have a little Web Patrol account going on, so you can know when the events are coming up, when they have a school, campus tour, you know, important deadlines, and having the Web Patrol allow those emails to be sent to you. It's kind of like it's called a Web Patrol because it's a separate account that you have set up, which will allow you to know all the information, and you sign up with each college, and so they send those things out to you. Again, in February or November, you can also take the PSATs. You can also take the SATs or ACTs. If you want to improve your scores, you want to do a better job. So seniors, definitely get on top of that. I know, Christian, you did your – which one did you do?
I just got to take my SAT.
Okay, and what did you get?
I got a 1,500.
And so what is that considered, good or bad?
That's bad to me.
Right. Now, I know that 1,500 you got is a good score. 1,500 is actually a really nice score to get on this exam. But seeing as we're striving for excellence, I say do not allow mediocrity to be your life. No, strive for excellence. So we're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to study. We're going to get you look up with a network, maybe see what Charles later on has to say, get some of his notes and apply them because we're going to do better than that. Okay. Also, you guys, watch out for deadlines. Again, remember deadlines. A lot of these deadlines for things in the summer are actually in January because they prepare way in advance. So definitely keep an eye out for that. When students are going for financial aid, the SAR comes in. Make sure you know what your SAR is. If that doesn't make any sense to you, get into financial aid. We have FAFSA. There's some Cal grants. There's government grants. Get into that. Make sure all your information is correct when you're turning these paperwork in because it keeps the process. You know, lessens the process, you have to keep returning and resubmitting paperwork. And by the end of May, you should finalize your decision on what college or university you want to attend or that you will attend. You want to reply immediately to any questions or requests that they may have of you. And to take advantage of their placement examinations in May, if they offer it, consider taking the college-level entry program in the area to help you study and learn different little, you know, key points and things, okay? Don't stop your community and volunteer work. Keep it going. Consult and update with your daily planner at least once or twice a day so you're staying on top of it. Okay, you guys, seniors, you really want to stay on top of these things. And, again, there's more on the list, not just about some new things. So definitely stay on top of it, you guys. That was great. Okay, so, Christian, is there anything else about the college festival that you learned that we should mention?
I think you covered just about everything, see?
Okay, we did SATs, we did financial aid. I think it's all there as well. So,
Yeah, so, I mean, all in all, I think that it's going to be a positive experience just being able to participate in the college thing. It only happens one time, so you got to make the best of it. You got to do everything that you can. And for any students who's going through this thing now, high school students, middle school students, it's never too early to start because there's so many things that you can do. I mean, from starting, even when you're at the house, pick up a book. I mean, research, looking at what you want to do. This is what your life is about. It's about going places, and you want to put yourself in the best position. So if anything that you can do, please do it. But right now, we're going to take it to a song. We're going to let you hear something. So kick back and relax for a little bit. But please don't go anywhere because you want to stick around.
Hey, real talk. You need to fuck with me. I got what you need. Weight, net weight, distribution, shipping, handling, whatever it is. I got it. Quick.
accumulating profits, no losses, all gain. Cranking off the chain out here, gotta maintain. I'm still in the city, cause I ain't playing the same thing. They on the same block, trying to claim the same thing. Let me say the same thing, I don't claim the same thing. I'm shoving that thing, keep the bone out their brain. Before I leave the thing, listen, I'ma leave the thing. I'm a cranker. I push it like way. I push it like way.
We're just talking about, you know, college preparation. That's what the show is about, what it takes to be prepared for college. So let's see. We actually are going to have another guest actually call in here shortly by the name of Charles Pryor. I'm super excited. Charles is the founder and CEO of Cool Tutors. Charles is a good friend of mine. He originally hails from...
And being sort of this guy is coming in... I mean, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what this guy's got to say. You talk about the tutoring programs and things that you got to offer. There's so many things that go on, and even myself, I can never be too good in one subject. This guy right here, he's going to come in. He's going to talk about some of the things that go in to you staying on top of, per se, a math class or English class, because everybody's going to have a problem. This guy right here is going to give you the inside tricks, and he's got a lot of insight. He's going to be there with you and he's going to tell you everything he can about SATs, I mean ACTs, any test that you guys are ready to take, even tests that I've already taken.
What are you doing?
And so, T'Angelo, I mean, tell me what you think about this. What are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, you got to keep falling off. I told you I had to have some spice work before I got here. I just had a minute. I think this is great. No, Charles, this is awesome. Yes, he is going to talk about the SATs and as the ACTs and whatnot. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going to get back to Charles here in a second. Can I tell you a little story, Christian?
Let me hear this.
Okay. Okay. This is what happened real quick. We're going to sidebar. I'm stressed because I had a – okay. Does anyone else know – Does anyone else know how stressful it is going to DMV?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I know it's random, right? But I was just looking at my paperwork on my desk here, and I freaking saw this paper for the DMV. And I was trying to get into Charles' bio to talk to the people about it, but I got the freaking DMV paper here distracting me because it says I owe them. Hold on, let me see. And he said I freaking owe them like $800. I don't owe them.
Whoa!
See how I can be distracted?
That's a huge number.
I know, it's for my car. It's for me to register my car. Okay, but it wasn't my fault. Let me tell you what happened, okay? You guys, listen. Listeners, if you haven't been to California, for those who are here, you know how they are about parking. Before you park your car, you have to read a, like, 8-page contract about where you can and can't park. Well, I'm a mogulist. I'm working on developing a business. I don't have time for that. I need to park my car here now. So I was like, ugh. So with that being said, I parked my car in a couple places that maybe should not have been at the time. And the worst part is one of those places was on Sunset Boulevard. Let me tell you, if you get a parking ticket, do not get it on Sunset Boulevard. That was $75.
You're telling me too much right now.
Well, I haven't gotten to the best part because I had decided that I didn't want to pay those things, and I didn't know it, but I found out later on, they charge you late fees.
Wow.
So much to do. My registration probably was only about maybe $200, and the rest of that was tickets.
I can see why things are pretty stressful for you.
Okay. We're going to focus now. I'm back. Okay. Thank you for listening. I'm going to digress. Where are we at, Charles? Cool Tutors. Okay. Charles Pryor, the founder and CEO of Cool Tutors. As I mentioned, Charles hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and was educated at Morehouse. He got his bachelor's degree in psychology. He's worked in the educational counseling industry for over 6 years, starting his career as a counselor with the Upward Bound program. It was there he found his passion for students accessing higher education. He also saw increasing hardships for students trying to attain a higher education year after year. And so that's how Cool Tutors was born. Charles has assisted over 500 students in reaching their goals and obtaining higher SAT and ACT scores. It also helps them select a college that is good for their own personality and also to find a school that they can get into. They can sit with his group and they look at, you know, their scores and their test scores and their financial situations and what they can handle, and they find a school for that. Charles has also started SAT prep program in Los Angeles area at Crenshaw High School, where he also continues to mentor students attending there. Charles has continued to expand his business and continuing to explore higher education. So if you happen to need assistance with the college processing and consulting, application building and personal statement writing, SAT, SAT course, I mean, all of it. He does a great job, and his team does an awesome job. So you can also reach them at 310-968-3678. So as we are bringing Charles in, we're going to go ahead and play another little ditty. And when we come back, we will be looking forward to seeing what it is and how it is and what extra little notes he can bring to us. Okay, you guys? So again, this is T. Angelo with my co-host, Christian. Christian Green Eyes. All right, you guys, we'll be right back.
What's up? Man, can't even explain lately, man. I'm on top of the world, yet there's so much still trying to hold me down. Got this gasoline with me, so late night right, monster on my desk. Planning my next step, my life's like a game of chess. Girls seem to come and go, but always leave a trail of footprints. I prefer the old cash, I can't stand new scent. My name seems to be the thing, beating with the truth. Still like home beats, leave competition with no clue. Of how I got to where I am, chilling with a grin. that was just a preface. Let the story begin. I'm the nightmare underneath your bed, come to life. The fantasies of the girls that you would call your wife. I'm giving up on making friends. I don't believe that you need them. The weight to pull that rope so that you end up beneath them. The realness in my voice makes the people listen closely. The fact that I'm on fire make women claim that they know me. The same with these industry dudes claiming that we cool. Let it be known, partner, I don't know you. Never slipping, gotta stay up on your toes, especially when it comes to women. Is it just coincidence, a chick that I was talking to is affiliated with a dude who tried to jack me with his crew? Nah, I don't think so, it was all planned out. 3 months later, she asking for a handout. Should've left her hanging, should've never said yes. 3 hours later, she quit picking in another dude's bed. Man, I swear to God, something told me she was poison. Twist up all her words, her tongue do contortion. Amazing how low people stoop to get rich, and that fat dude that was talking about these morals. Keeping many friends, might as well burn the bridge before the bull begins. Say that I be tripping and I got some trust issues. Why's it like that, sleep? Cause I'm with you. Apologizing now, trying to make it so we good. They just playing roles, these lanes so Hollywood. No cameras on them, performing for these people's eyes. Jamie Lee Curtis chick, no such thing as true lies. I'ma do what Arnold would do and burn everything down. Last man standing, Ben Affleck of the town. About to start reacting like Zero and never talking. The only way you hear from me is if music is dropping. If you feel like I do, go on, light a match, bring it all out. Everything you've ever kept stashed in your heart, in your mind, that they say we're here with time, burn it down.
I'm burning.
Earlier, the track that we heard a second ago, who did I play a second ago? Did actually I play? Oh, that was Drama Ganza. That was Drama Ganza about 10 minutes ago or so. So anyhow, without further ado, you guys, I want to go ahead and introduce you to Charles. Are you ready to meet Charles Christian?
Oh, yeah, we definitely ready to meet this guy.
Okay, cool. Well, let's look down the red carpet and see who we see coming down the red carpet. Do we have
anyone? Please, no photos.
You see him? Oh, Charles, are you there? Hello? Hey there, buddy. This is T'Angelo. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm great. How are you?
I am doing excellent. We're having so much fun. Charles, I got Christian on the line, a senior student right now. He's so excited to meet you.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Hello, Charles.
Nice to meet you, man. How are you, man?
I'm
good.
Nice to meet you, too.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So, after reading your extraordinary, lovely bio of all the things done, tell me about Cool Tutors. What is it? What are we working with?
All right. Well, Pool Tutors is a educational consulting firm that specializes in helping students attain higher education. Not
okay.
only that, it also tutors. We provide help in SAT, ACT, general subject help, and also college counseling and
okay.
bundling of the college application and personal statement writing. So that's the company in a nutshell.
Wow, so that's a little bit of everything. So I guess it's kind of like a one-stop shop.
Yeah, one-stop shop. We can take care of everything you need. From the time you're in the ninth grade, you know, to the time you graduate. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
No, that's what's up. That's what's up. So we were talking earlier because Christian just recently took, I never remember this. Which one did you, ACT?
ACT and SAT.
Okay, so what
okay.
score are you working with?
SAT, 1500, ACT, I'm banking, it was like a little over 20.
A little over
okay.
what now?
A little over 20.
A little over 20, okay.
So how do those
All
scores
right.
sound to you?
Well, you know, it definitely depends on what school you're trying to go to. Not only that, it's not just about the test scores. The application packet is just that. It's about the whole packet. It's about
okay.
the personal statement. It's about the transcript. It's about the recommendations. You know, if you're an artist, it's also about the portfolio, you
okay.
know, like that. So that's only one component. If you're weak in SAT or ACT and you're strong all around, they're not going to hold that against you. See,
okay.
you know, test scores, you know, are very relative, and it really depends on culture. You know, newsflash, you know, it is common knowledge that, you know, a lot of minority children, they do not do well on these standardized tests. And
okay.
they know it does not mean that there's a lack of intelligence. You know, doing well on standardized tests,
mm-hmm.
it shows that you have the money to prepare for it. You know, it's not, you know, because of an intelligence level. But to answer the question, those scores are decent. They're decent. It does depend on where you're trying to go. Where are you trying to go, may I ask?
I'm trying to aim high, man. I'm trying to put myself in a position to go to somewhere like a Stanford or even something like a UC Berkeley.
All right. Now, the thing is about the UCs, especially the UC Berkeley and UCLA, they
mm-hmm.
actually compare you to the other students at your school, not necessarily all of the people in their applicant pool. So
awesome.
If you aren't right, so if you aren't that competitive on paper, if you don't look that competitive, if you're one of the more competitive students at your school, you know, they are more apt to take you if you're among that top 4%. You know, but
okay.
definitely aim high. Definitely aim high, you know, because those are goals that are attainable. I see it every day. I see it every day.
Okay. I appreciate the advice.
This is great. Okay,
yeah.
So what all kind of news do you have for us, Charles? I'm learning so much.
Well, I would recommend you, Christian. May I just ask, did your parents go to college?
No.
Okay. The ACT historically, it shows that students whose parents never went to college tend to do better on the ACT. So I would definitely encourage you to prep for the ACT instead of maybe continuing to take the SAT. The
okay.
ACT is a better test to get through. It's four sections. It is the reading. It's the reading, the math, the science. You know, the English, and basically, once you take each section, that's it. As where when you're with the SAT, you have 10 sections. All of it
mm-hmm.
seems like it's English. It seems like it's 7 sections of English and 3 short sections of math. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a very monotonous test to take. Not only that, it's tricky. I mean, what kind of test is going to penalize you for getting something wrong? I mean, that's so
yeah.
bogus. So not only are you trying to figure out the right answers, you're trying to figure whether or not, do I need to even answer these questions? You know,
right.
So it's like lowering my score. And then with a tricky test like that, you never know that you're right. I don't know about you all, but personally, I don't want to sit through 4 hours of that torture. You know?
Yeah.
Right. I would rather focus, you know, on the ACT. Now, one thing I will tell you, the ACT math is a bit harder than SAT math. So let me ask you, Christian, what is the highest level of math that you've had or are taking, rather?
The highest level of math I'm taking right now is calculus.
Calc? All right.
Calculus.
So ACT math will be a piece of cake for you. You just got to get in there and you got to review, you know, some stuff, because one thing about math, you know, on the ACT math, you know, you're doing stuff from ninth grade to now. So even though you're in calculus, you know, there might be some things that you might have forgotten.
Right, and
you know, you just need a review. You know, you need to be reintroduced to it, and it'll, you know, and it'll just come back to you again. You know, the brain is a muscle. It's like, you know, if you go and work your body out and then you stop working out for 6 months, well, it's not going to be as hard for you to get back in shape as if you never worked out before. You know.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier the package. Right now, Christian is preparing to go, you know, all this stuff. I know he's working on the essay. I'm sorry. Weren't you writing a paper for something? Oh, your letter for recommendation.
Yes.
So, package together overall, Charles? What is it that the package should present? How could they ensure that you have a strong package?
Well, the thing about it is that the application is for the admission reviewer to see if you're a good fit for their school. You know, so you can be the best that you can be all around, but when you're trying to go to one of these prestigious schools that only has a 20% admit rate, you know, they're very selective, and they can kind of tell in the package who will fit into their school and who won't. That's a very hard question for me to answer. Because, you know, the environment at these schools are different. I wish I could say, you know, if you had this and you had that and it said this, you can get into these schools. But, you know, these schools are so competitive that it's just not like that. Case in point, I've seen UCLA and UC Berkeley, they display the same, you know, level of difficulty in getting into both schools. I've seen students get into UCLA with a, you know, 3.8 GPA and like a 1300 SAT score.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
but get rejected from Berkeley. In that same year, I saw someone get accepted to Berkeley with a 1200 SAT score and a 4.1 GPA, but they got rejected to UCLA. What happened in that sense, it came out in the personal statement. I'm almost sure it was the personal statement, you know, because when I was reading the personal statements, I said, you know what, this sounds like something that UC Berkeley may want, you know, it sounds like something that UC, you know, with the other one, I said, okay, this sounds like a, you know, a UCLA student to me, you know, so I can see why they made the decisions that they made.
Okay, well, see, I mean, Charles, you are completely informative and enlightening. I can see why anyone could utilize your services. I'm going to just make sure I remind the listeners that, again, if you are, you know, in need of all these services that Charles offers, which, I mean, I feel like I need to have a session. Charles, how can we locate you? How we contact you?
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. First off, my telephone number, feel free to call me anytime. I'll be happy to talk to anyone. The number is 310-968-3678. You know, and let me just say, don't hesitate to call me because I love what I do. I love helping young people go to college. I really do. I mean, it's my passion. I like seeing people better their life and moving on and attaining, you know, what they want to do. Yeah.
I'll definitely let you know. I'm not sure if you're aware, but on January 8th is when they have the Black College Expo, which we'll be attending as well. And Afri just booked to perform on their stage, so you might have to come see me perform.
All right, I'll definitely be there, man. I'll definitely be
That's
there.
Awesome. So, again, everybody, Charles with Cool Tutors can be contacted at 310-968-3678. Again, 310-968-3678. Well, Charles, I'm not going to keep it any longer. We've been having college talk all night. I feel so much smarter. How do you feel, Christian?
Oh, I've gotten everything that I can from this session right here.
This is awesome. And Charles, thank you. I'm going to have you meet Christian. I'm going to have to sit down and powwow.
Yeah, that's no problem. I was actually just going to extend that. You know, Christian, why don't you give me a call and we can, you know, have a talk about, you know, your full profile, you know, including transcripts, and we can discuss, you know, the options that would be good for you to apply to. You know, I definitely want you to shoot for the stars, you know, but we want to, you know, get a nice range of schools as well.
Yeah, he's shooting for Jupiter's.
And that is totally hilarious. All right. That is totally all right. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. So
I appreciate you sending your arm up.
Yeah.
Well, all righty. Well, Charles, I'm going to go ahead and say thank you so much for coming on to Love, Dance, Hate, Love, Dance, and Hate in Between Them.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Most definitely, and I love having you. We'll have to talk again real soon, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good night.
To you as well. Thank you.
You too.
All right.
All righty, Christian Green Eyes, my friend. Well, we have had a long, informative evening of just talking about expos and applications, SATs, ACTs. I don't know about you, but I could go for a box of dry cereal.
I think I can too.
Well, we'll pass just to get some tacos. Okay. Well, everybody, this has been excellent. It has been a great night. It's been so much fun. I don't know about you guys. And then we're going to have to work and try to get Miss Teresa on. Of course, we're having to talk with her this evening, but we'll definitely work on getting her to come on because she is extraordinary as well. You guys will just have to, you know, hear and speak with her. Okay, well, with everything being said and done, do you have anything left, Christian?
I want to say thanks for having me on the show.
Well, most definitely, everybody. Again, I am your boy, T. Angelo. This is Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. Don't forget to check me out on YouTube.com/TheOneTAngelo. Until next time, dance though no one is watching and just live.
We're out.
I'm the singer, spoken word artist, Epiphany. You can find my work at www.myspace.com/Epiphany's House. As a Poetry Over Music Senate member, I'm proud to be a part of Poetry Over Music campaign to grow poetry and spoken word. So, from now and until the end of the year, Poetry Over Music is going to be giving away thousands of dollars in gift cards. The way to win this month is to go out and spread the word about EOTM. Tell your friends, co-worker, pastors, strangers, etc., etc., etc. And the person that EOTM says refers the most listeners or poets will win a Poetry Over Music gift card. It's just that easy. If you have not done so, please go to www.poetryovermusic.com, join the page, and check out the new Poetry Over Music magazine featuring me.
Someone I can depend on if you're down no matter what. Let me know what you're waiting for.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.